Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundation Series, Episode 4, The Godhood of Jesus, Old Testament Foundations, Foreshadow of His Deity. Long before Jesus walked the earth, Scripture was already preparing the framework for His coming. The Old Testament does not present a fully developed doctrine of the Incarnation, but it consistently contains patterns, titles, and prophetic glimpses that point beyond ordinary human expectation. These passages do not stand alone as isolated predictions. Taken together, they begin to form a picture, one that only becomes fully clear in Christ. In Isaiah 9:6, the promised child is given names that stretch beyond human categories, like Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The language is intentional and striking. Among these titles, Mighty God and Everlasting Father point directly to divine identity being associated with the coming Messiah. Micah adds another layer when speaking of the ruler to come out of Bethlehem, saying, "Whose coming forth is from of old, from everlasting." Micah 5:2. This is not the language of a beginning in time, but of eternal origin. Psalm 110:1 presents an even more mysterious scene. The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Here David distinguishes between the Lord and my Lord, pointing to a figure who shares divine authority and is exalted to a position no ordinary king or priest could occupy. In Isaiah 7:14, the promised sign is the birth of a child called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. The name itself carries theological weight, the presence of God among His people, not merely His guidance from afar. Even beyond the prophetic writings, the Old Testament contains repeated appearances of the angel of the Lord, who speaks as God, bears God's authority, receives worship in certain contexts, and acts in ways that go beyond the role of a created messenger. These moments have long been recognized as deeply significant in understanding how God reveals Himself within the story of Israel. When these threads are held together, a pattern begins to emerge. The Old Testament does not fully explain the identity of the coming Messiah, but it consistently points beyond human limitation. It prepares the reader for a figure who is both sent by God and yet carries divine identity, authority, and presence. And when Jesus arrives in the New Testament, these fragments are no longer isolated mysteries. They begin to converge into a single, coherent revelation. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.